This is a podcast by The Straits Times and Money FM 89.3. Regional Roundup with Leslie Lopez, regional correspondent with The Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Time now for a regional roundup. Elliot Danker and Glenn Van Zutphen with you. Let's start off with Malaysian authorities yesterday shutting down a COVID vaccination centre in Shah Alam, Selangor, after some 200 staff at the booth tested positive over the weekend.
Unbelievable. It's the first time the country has shuttered one of its centres since starting its immunisation drive in February. The Science Minister, Kerry Jamaluddin, says that the one-day closure will not slow the pace of vaccinations.
Another area we're looking at is Thailand. Now, they have decided to mix two kinds of vaccines to further boost protection against COVID-19. So what they're going to do is AstraZeneca as the second dose for those who have received Sinovac shot for the first dose. Only two different type of vaccine. Okay, I don't know.
I'm no scientist, though. I played one on TV once, but the move is first.
You have to tell me what show this is. Gosh.
The move is publicly announced, this mix and match, the first time this has been done of a Chinese vaccine and a Western-developed shot. And it comes as a preliminary Thai study is raising doubts about the longer-term protection of the two-dose course of the Sinovac vaccine.
It's interesting because Vietnam also announced that it's going to do the same with the Pfizer, BioNTech and AstraZeneca jabs. Let's find out more about all this. Leslie Lopez, regional correspondent of the Straits Times, on the line with us. Leslie, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. As well as can be.
let's start off. I mean, you're in Malaysia. Let's start off a little bit with the mood there. I mean, just yesterday we had this news of this mass testing of workers and volunteers that happened over the weekend. How is, is there any update on the situation in the Klang Valley?
Well, you know, it started after two people were detected on June 10th at this vaccination center in just outside Kuala Lumpur. And what that led to, you know, everyone in that center, which is roughly about more than 450 people, being thoroughly screened. And the screening process produced more than 200 staff members, you know, were tested positive. It is unprecedented. You know, we're dealing with a number of, we've never seen cases before, never seen situations before. And this is one of them. And they've ordered to be self-quarantined and report to the authorities as soon as they detect anything that is, you know, reflecting anything mildly symptomatic of what could be COVID. So I think this is unfortunate. Something good that will come out of it is to see how quickly they deal with something this serious and, you know, get the vaccination center up and going again. You know, that I think is really key at this point. You know, really to get through the kind of numbers we're seeing at this point, vaccination is key and contact tracing is going to be key. So really, there's no two ways out of it.
Good morning, Leslie. Glenn here. According to reports, those who tested positive had a low viral load and 88% of them had been inoculated. So this is a bit of a shocking story that 200 people could be testing positive as they're administering doses to people. But a new team is going to take over when the center reopens today, according to media reports. What extra precautions are you hearing that the authorities will take to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, you know, I really don't know what else they can do apart from being more vigilant, more careful, because we really don't know the source of what happened, how this infection took place. So, but, you know, it is clear that those who are vaccinated can get infected. But the question is, you know, how serious is will the infection be, right? So it's easy to lay the blame on hindsight, I think. But, you know, what you need to deal with is to have take a posture that you want to deal with the situations, and we go back to this thing again of regular testing, vaccinations, and that's only going to be the way out here.
Well, what is
the numbers?
This podcast is available on our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us. And now back to our podcast episode.
Yeah. What does this do, though, Leslie, for the whole vaccination plan? We understand it's 60% of the population by end September. Are they still able to be on track?
Well, you know, I think this is the issue, actually. That's a debate now. Mm. You have this thing called, you know, whether you achieve herd immunity or whether herd immunity should be a goal at this point. You know, I think what we're seeing is, while some ministers, the Prime Minister is saying we'll achieve herd immunity, but, you know, you've got the Minister in charge of vaccination, Kairi Jamaluddin, saying that this is a this is endemic, mm. and that, you know, we just have to deal with this. I mean, that's the kind of approach Singapore even is taking, that this is endemic. You can't really, you know, there's no such thing as herd immunity anymore. So, I mean, I believe you can understand that the Prime Minister's position, you know, we've got spiking numbers. Yesterday it hit 11,000, which is a new record.
Yeah.
And so, you know, wanting to give statements that, you know, reassuring statements, you know, to calm very frayed nerves among Malaysians, I think it's political, it's understandable, you know. But I think the sooner we get to grips with the situation that, you know, this is within us, within the community, and deal with it from a very realistic point of view, that's going to be key.
Well, we certainly hope that that does happen soon. There's so many people, as you know, in Singapore that are wishing the very best to the people of Malaysia to get this under control and get their health situation back to a better place. We're talking with Leslie Lopez, the regional correspondent for The Straits Times and our regional roundup. Leslie, let's head north to Thailand now. The government there says it's going to start mixing vaccines. They're the first to publicly announce the move amid a growing number of nations that are looking at this mix and match possibility. Talk to us about what spurred that Thai decision and their confidence level and how successful it might be.
You know, the kingdom is struggling to contain this latest outbreak. And you've got this highly contagious Delta variant with cases skyrocketing and the healthcare system has been stressed. And so you can understand authorities deciding that, look, we're going to take some very, very drastic, bold measures and mix and match is one of them. And I think it shows how when, you know, you're faced with desperate situations like this. Here you've got a country that's in lockdown in Bangkok, depending a lot on tourism, and they've been shut. I think it only goes to underscore the problems there and probably how, you know, public sentiment, you know, must be getting very, very serious at this point, that the government is considering something this drastic. You know, even when WHO is saying, look, we don't advise on this mix and matching thing. But because you're in a situation where you really don't have data to back something like this. Mm. So I think it goes back to show, you know, that we in, you know, countries are facing very, very dire situations, and some of them are willing to take these risks, you know.
Yeah. Even Vietnam is doing something similar. But, you know, Leslie, you're looking at stories all around the region. How much of a problem is this other issue where citizens are hesitant on taking vaccination, the anti-vaxxers? I mean, this is a situation we're seeing in the Philippines.
Well, you know, this is something that I think we have to deal with. I mean, and it's only education and telling people that, look, you know, I think being vaccinated clearly doesn't mean that you cannot contract COVID, but certainly it provides you with an additional layer of protection in dealing with the disease. And so I think whatever the vaccine may be, we should actually encourage people to be vaccinated. That is going to be key. You know, there's really no running away from this thing. Yeah. It is here. You know, it's a clear and present danger, I think. And we need to deal with it responsibly. And getting vaccinated is one thing that we need to do.
Yeah. Maybe not just down to the governments doing it. You and I, as regular people, we can do the encouragement as well.
Individuals, right? And we're seeing the Straits Times encouraging our senior citizens also to get vaccinated.
Very good point. Leslie Lopez, regional correspondent for the Straits Times, on the line with us. Leslie, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
You too.
The Asian Insider Podcast Channel is also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us.